Yes.
You okay?
Yeah, I think I'm all right. If I die during the recording of this, just carry on.
Well, we just won't put it out. End. Well, no, but I won't be able to edit
you
it.
You will not be able to edit it.
So
you're not very good.
It'll be the famous lost episode.
The lost one.
People will try and find it.
Can I pay you to come over and listen to it?
Listen to it, yeah. I'll have the original recording, a mixed version. I'll have two separate audio tracks.
What you could do is put two separate audio tracks out and get people to play one and the other at the same time.
Oh.
On different devices.
That's how they used to do it before computers.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do podcasts before computers.
No, podcasts before computers was just one person.
Oh, yeah, it was. Radio, it was the radio, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It was the radio.
Today you are listening to the radio.
Are we in, by the way? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Great
it's
news.
It's episode 69.
Oh, it's the funniest
it's the big one.
Episode it's number. That and the rudest
it's
at the
same rudest. Time. It's the rudest number.
Very rude number, 69. Really, 96 doesn't really get much of a look in, does it?
No, because you never
though.
Do it the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Yeah, I've never done it the other way around.
It's sort of an on top. Is 96 an on top 69? I suppose it is. But it's not if you're the other person.
No, I think it's one head there, one head there.
But it's still one head there, one head there.
No,
just looking at
no.
it from a different angle.
69 is
for some reason, I think because 69 is the first of the funny numbers.
Yeah, yeah. And then
by the time people get to 96,
people are still laughing at 69.
Yeah, everyone's like, well, they did that like 30 odd numbers ago.
I saw Gojira, they had a big countdown in Ali Pali.
Yeah.
Ali Palais. Went down from
to the for
have
the
you
layman.
Seen the number 100 before?
Yeah.
Big
I'm
one.
Familiar
at
with
2
it.
2 zeros.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Started at. And then went down, 99.
Yep.
98.
I think I know what's coming.
97.
96
came in.
And no one...
No one did anything.
Oh.
Right? But when 69 came in, everyone cheered.
So I
crazy.
Think if numbers had always gone backwards, no one would care about 69, but 96 would be very funny.
But 69 technically is... One of you... The first one is standing kind of on their head and shoulder with their feet... Right up in the air, right?
I feel like traditionally not a standing thing, though. It's more of a laying down thing, isn't it?
I think I've always tried it standing.
Okay.
So
you're quite tall as well. So
yeah. So what I do, what
you,
I like
do
to
you,
do...
Are you number six? Do you stand on your head?
Yeah, I like to stand... Basically, I get my shoulders.
That's terrifying thought.
And then I stand kind of up, put my head on the floor and my shoulders, and then kind of like scoop up like a
do
six.
Do you use a pillow like when people try and do headstands?
No, I've never really thought of that. Yeah. The pillows are on the bed.
That's why your head's very flat at the top.
Yeah. The back.
Constantly doing stand-up 69s as the person with their head on the floor.
So, yeah, and I'm like, come and do it. Come and 69 me.
Come
right?
and you just do a headstand and just invite people to come and be the number
on.
Nine.
Come on. Come and 69.
Come on, 69. Come on.
You know, they
you
walk
come.
Over, don't they? And they're
don't
the
mind
nine.
The smell.
So they
come
get
on.
Stand.
Yeah. Easy for them.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Great.
But, it's you know, it wouldn't be as good if someone was standing by the wall and then someone was...
What? How do you deal with the sort of paradox of blood rushing to your head, but also needing to maintain an erection?
I don't think you need to maintain an erection.
Well, you do if someone is...
You don't need to maintain an erection.
Or someone will just make sure that something's happening there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you could just...
You could just be
like
floppy.
Blow away on a flop if you want.
So it's episode 69.
Blow away on a flop.
There you go, write it down, that could be a title. Welcome back, listener. Matt, you've done two of arguably probably the biggest festivals
in the
of the year in the UK.
Yeah.
Almost back to back.
Back to back, baby.
One may contain metal.
Yep.
And the other one may contain metal,
may
but
contain
contains
metal.
A lot less metal. Do you want to tell us about each one?
I went to Download.
Yeah.
I was at Download last podcast, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Metallica twice. Slipknot once.
Wow.
Metallica were better once. Better the second time than the first time.
Did they play more old stuff the second time?
Well, no, but the first time was freezing cold and windy.
And
it
was baking
sounded
hot.
Like they were like... bumming some notes because I think their
their hands were cold.
Fingers must have been a bit.
I reckon after
cold.
After I mean they've played at least 100 gigs Metallica.
Yeah.
After that, at least I don't know how many, but I'm willing to bet is at least 100.
At least 100.
At least You would think you would have a way of coping with cold weather. Like, wear some fingerless gloves.
I think the Kirk the Hammett... Kirk the Hamster.
Kirk the Hamster. Yeah.
Wears fingerless gloves.
Does he? No, he doesn't.
He might do.
He's of that era.
He looks like a fingerless glover.
He looks like a fingerless glove guy.
Yeah. So download happened. It existed. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Give us your top three download highlights.
Okay.
And then your least favourite thing. And then your top three Glasto highlights and your least favourite thing.
Okay.
Just to keep it punchy for the listener.
Okay. Download highlights.
Top three.
Hatebreed.
Hatebreed.
Big Hatebreed. Carpenters of Brutes.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
And I guess, you know, Metallica on the second time.
Second
I saw
Metallica.
Not the first.
Warm time Hands. Warm Hands Hammett.
Warm Hands Hammett. Yeah. Playing. It was a lot of fun. Least favourite things I saw. Placebo.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do well. Do stuff. Clutch were a highlight as
or
well.
Or were Placebo actually the least favourite thing, or did you just think they were because of, you know, the...
A fun standout that
Go on.
That a quick mention. Lake Malice
wasn't in one of the questions.
Kind of enjoyed Lake Malice.
Lake Malice, you mentioned this.
Yeah,
is that two people? Lake Malice.
There was definitely two there.
At least
some more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Lake Malice was good. Bring Me the Horizon was pretty awful.
Actually,
absolutely awful.
It's a shame because they back in the day they were pretty good.
Oh, Municipal Waste were a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I bet they were.
They tried to do
again. You veered away from the original question.
Okay.
But that's fine.
Keep it punchy.
What about
camping? Was a downside.
Just camping. having to camp.
Right. So camping was so horrible because of the sun. It was very sunny.
Yep.
And I guess it's horrible in the rain. That I went out and spent £200. I spent a lot of money on a new tent, basically.
Yep. Tell us about
because
it.
Because of Glastonbury.
Sounds intense.
It's called the Fresh and Black.
The Fresh and Black.
The Fresh and Black. It's blackout and somehow it keeps it fresher than other tents.
What a great idea, a blackout tent.
So that was fun. Then I went to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
I saw
three Elton songs.
Great. They're not your top three highlights, are they?
No, they're the low points. Actually, low points. Elton John.
Yeah.
Elton
Fine.
Song. It was the biggest Glastonbury crowd. I was in it for three of the songs.
So I watched it from the comfort of my sofa because there was nothing else on.
Yeah.
And I was like, may as well watch it. He's not my cup of tea. I don't really like his music particularly. I thought it was a pretty lackluster performance.
Yeah.
His special guests were crap.
I didn't know who.
I mean, it's not really for us, is it? Let's be honest.
What I did is
contains no metal apart from maybe one or two of his hips.
Yeah,
not sure.
That's some of
his hips. He wasn't a good walker. He's much better piano player than he is.
Oh,
walker.
Yeah, he shuffled out like he shat himself.
Very, very odd maneuvering. It was like, is that Elton John or is that like a strange robot?
It was so busy. I was like,
very odd.
I was like, yeah, let's go watch him, and then. And then go round the back and head to the other stage and watch Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
I'll bring up some fun.
Well, you meant to
that.
Just be going through the crowd to get to Queens of the Stone
Age. Well, no, I went round the back.
Even round the back is a long way round, right?
Yeah, but it's quicker than shuffling.
Oh, yeah,
through
shuffling
a crowd.
Through. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went round the back.
Quicker than doing an Elton through the crowd.
So, and they were a highlight, along with Empire State Bastard. Scalping.
Yeah, they're really good.
Nova Twins are a lot of fun.
We're scalping on at like 5 a.m. or something stupid.
It was
I think when you sent me that message, you were like, scalping are coming on.
Scalping are coming
hours.
On. I actually
early hours
lost
in the morning.
Track of time, yeah. Scalping were coming. And then they came on and played a whole set, which was fantastic. Oh, no, they were really late as well.
Yeah, because I feel like it was...
Yeah.
I think when I... Maybe because of the signal delays, I got it late.
But also they were like on late. They came on stage like an hour late as well. So I think they were meant to do two, but I think they ended up doing like 3 o'clock. Empire State Bastard are on with No Lombardo.
No Lombardo.
No Lombardo.
No Lombardo.
So that was a high point.
Lombardo not included.
A little bit of metal happening.
Got to go out and buy your own Lombardo.
Yeah,
and
I tried
and
to find
it.
A Lombardo.
Do you know who drummed for them instead?
No idea. Didn't bother to look. But I knew it wasn't a Lombardo.
Definitely could've one of the Lombardo twins.
I watched Horror, but I was so... That was on...
oh, yeah.
I was so...
You mean Hon-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
fucked.
Yeah.
That I didn't know if Billy Rimmer was drumming or not.
Oh, has he drummed for them?
He has done quite a lot, yeah. So I couldn't tell, but he might have done. He so might I might have seen Billy Rimmer.
Could have been Dave Lombardo, for you know.
Famously from End.
Yeah, he is in End.
Yeah. And Thought Crimes.
And didn't Billy Rimmer...
From Thought Crimes.
Didn't he not play with Coheed and Cambria for a bit? Or was that the other guy?
Did he?
Chris, and it was the... Who was the drummer, the Dillinger drummer from...
Chris Penny. Yeah.
Chris, he played for
Billy
Coheed,
Rimmer did
think,
stand
for
in for Dave Lombardo for Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh.
For a bit.
Very so, yeah. incestuous, the world of drumming, isn't it?
Yeah, there's three drummers. So it wasn't Dave Lombardo or Billy Rimmer, it was another drummer. So that was a lot of fun.
Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Is he a drummer?
Keith Moon.
Yeah, I think he is.
Maybe. Also, shock highlight, yeah. The Hives. A lot of fun, The Hives.
Yeah.
Or The Hives I caught, I can't remember.
Hey,
I was standing up on my neck. Yeah,
when you're welcoming people into
good
your
times.
69.
You've been to Glastonbury.
I've been to Glastonbury.
Pretty big, isn't it?
Four times.
It's pretty big.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah, bigger than Download.
It's a good time. Like, obviously, we both would prefer metal music, but there's enough stuff going on to have a good time.
Yeah, and £6.50 beers.
£6.50 beers.
Isn't the worst.
That's
thing.
50 pence less than London prices.
Yeah, exactly.
So fine.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Take that.
I think we're good.
Matt. Yes. Shall I do a running order?
No, should we go into the theme song?
Oh, yeah!
Here's a theme song!
Put on your thing, put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in the
There it was.
There it was.
Just before we do the running order,
okay.
Please
listen to the podcast.
If you're not listening to it now,
yep.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
Don't know how you're going to get that message, but do it.
Yep.
If you like it, listen.
If you listen,
subscribe.
If you subscribe, review.
If you review,
tell a friend.
And give it 10 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 5.
Yeah.
Basically, if you hit the...
Do all the good bits.
Likey, subscribey, reviewy, starry buttons... More people hear about it.
If you help us out,
we get to annoy more people, which is great. We like doing that.
And if we start getting more fanfare. If we start getting more fanfare.
More of a fanfare.
You know, we'll probably do it a lot more often.
Is that a fanfare?
Yeah, I think so. I'd probably do it more often if we got some more fanfare.
Yeah, basically, if you want us to do this more often, then listen to it.
Yep. I would.
Again. And tell people and get them to like and subscribe and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
Cool. Right. So
right, done.
What's in store?
Running order. Matt, have I got a messages section for you?
I hope so.
Well, I will do. That's going to be the first thing.
A bit away.
Messages.
Messages.
Then we'll talk about new releases from Soul Keeper. Oh, yeah. That sounds like someone hoarding a lot of souls. Grant the Sun. Exactly what that would sound like. Queens of the Stone Age.
Ooh.
Okay. I get that for maybe the first word in their name.
Yeah.
Stone Age. I wasn't getting much Stone Age stuff from that.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No. Don't.
What's that?
Like the Stone Age thing where they like. Were they? Not.
Let's move on. Takax.
I don't
Knocked
know.
Loose. The Motion Mosaic. Mutoid Man. Sorry, that was a strange laugh, wasn't it? Never done that before. Yeah. Never do it again. And last but not least, Baroness.
Ooh.
Ooh. Right, and then we will crown one album of the week.
What's it going to be? Could
Who
be anything.
Who knows? And then... Time for Betty Bobies, as is customary. I'd imagine you could do with a lot of Betty Bobies after two festivals.
Imagine that. I might not.
Four or five days each festival, 2 hours sleep per night.
I might just edit this tomorrow night instead.
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably not.
Why not?
I don't know.
Who
sleeps? I think I'm on fumes.
Running on fumes.
I was a husk of a human.
Running on fumes could be a name for an episode.
Running on fumes.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Husk of a human.
That's quite good as well. Human.
We'll come back to these and see what the name of the episode is going to be. How exciting. As you listen, think about what could the name of the episode be. Unfortunately, you already know because it will already come out with the episode title. Yeah. So
tell us what you
shit
thought.
Game for you. Good
tell us what you
us.
Thought it should have been.
Yeah, tell us what you thought it should have been. Tell us what you thought it should have been. Okay. Shall we move
go to
on?
Messages? Messages. Okay, I've not read any of these because
I've been
away.
So, Matt, I've got some stuff for you. So,
right.
In an effort to get even more people.
Yes.
Than the person who listens to listen.
We want to double the listenership.
I've been doing a lot of messaging.
We want to double the listenership without putting any extra effort
in. That would be ideal. I've been doing a lot of effort between episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, here's a strategy for anyone out there who's into, you know, social media and growing followings and podcasts and shit. Uh-huh. This is the strategy that I have employed over the last 3 weeks or so. Follow as many people as possible.
Yes.
From bands and events like festivals that we like.
And go to and listen to. Yes.
The idea is that when they follow you back, then you hit them.
Don't hit our listener.
Well, don't hit them, but unless you send them a lovely consent. Message.
Yes.
To be like, hey, listen to the podcast, but a lot better than that. And then you hope that they listen and they love it and they tell a friend, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's classic, marketing. Manual, boring, laborious, pointless. Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't really work. Marketing.
Yeah.
So, done lots of messaging. And one thing I would note is...
Also, hello, new listener.
Hello, new listener.
Hello, new listener.
Hi there.
Welcome to the family.
It has the very undesirable effect of people wanting us to play their band's music.
Right. Yeah.
So a lot of people who follow a lot of bands are also in bands that are smaller than those
bands.
But
we like bands.
And when you message them, they go, yeah, cool, but can you play our song? I'm a very polite person and a people pleaser and a coward. So I said yes.
To every one of them.
To one of them.
Ooh.
And then as a coward that I am, sort of ignored anyone else that asked, can you play our band's music? But
until
that does mean...
Why don't you listen to it first, then go, oh, yes, of course, if it's good.
I could have done that, yeah, but yeah. I didn't bother. So we are going to play a little bit of a band.
Yeah.
Because they said, can you play...
And you said,
and
yes!
I said, yes! Then I listened to it and it was okay.
Yep.
They're called Exhaust.
Okay.
They're a thrash band from Wales.
Wales.
And their new single is called The Pharaoh.
Ooh. I like their cover. It's got a pharaoh on it.
It's got a pharaoh on it.
Like a hand-drawn pharaoh.
That's exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
On the sarcophagus.
So, shall I hear it is?
Yeah!
Here it is!
There it was. I think they're like in their teens as well. So
oh, great.
You
I
know,
remember being in my teens.
Keep going, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a bit
see
of
what
Welsh
happens.
Thrash.
You never know.
Yeah.
Luckily, for you, Matt, I didn't reply to anyone else who asked for their bands to be played, but I've got 8 messages.
Oh, great.
I've had some verbal approvals from people. Okay, yep. So Jenny, I'll be checking it out for sure.
Great.
Tony Allen, thumbs up from him. Bella, hi. Yes,
hi.
I will do. Dylan, sounds good to me.
Great.
Laura, bloody go on then. Belinda
on then.
Smells. Thanks, my guys. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Send to some pals.
Ooh.
Dan's Monsters. Absolutely loved it. He said he's telling everyone.
Whoa.
And he also has an idea for some artwork for us.
Oh, my God.
But he's on a business trip at the moment, and he'll let us know when he's back.
Oh, my God.
And then James K.
Wait, you had to follow up with them.
I will follow up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then James.
That'd be amazing.
James K. Hopefully you don't want to be anonymous because you're not. Says, hey. Got round to listening to the latest podcast today. Brackets Scrooge McDrunk. That was the last episode.
That was a good one.
Love your guys' banter.
Whee!
It's my level of humor.
Mad bants. True lads.
Love the flow.
Yeah.
We've got flow.
That's all
sure.
in the editing.
just seems so natural.
Yeah,
it is. What he doesn't know is that it's all scripted.
In fact, we're just one person.
And he said,
talking.
And nothing, just throwing our voice.
Yeah.
a single voice. And nothing is forced. It's like Rick and Morty. You know, Rick and Morty is one guy.
One guy, yeah. Yeah.
For their voices, anyway.
Which would you be?
Rick and Morty, if it's one guy.
Yeah. And I'd be Rick and Morty.
Yeah, we'd both be Rick and Morty. That's how it works. Anyway, that's messages.
Whoa, that was good.
Yeah, loads of them. And everyone's very positive. You know what? Just messaging people and saying, hey, sorry, I know everyone's doing this.
Really
but
sorry.
We've got a podcast. Yeah. We think it's quite okay. Give it a listen.
Give us 69 hours of your
people
day.
Matt will be standing on his head. You just have to approach him.
Approach
him
just
slowly.
Just walk over.
Don't scare him.
Just walk over.
In case he falls over.
And just walk over.
Just walk over and
blow
just
away on the flop.
Just blow on the flop. Blow on the flop. Write it down. Could be a good title. That's messages.
Messages. That was a good messages.
Right,
I like that.
Isn't it?
One of the better ones.
One of the better ones.
Yeah. So thanks everyone. So yeah, keep
very low bar though, wasn't it?
Keep right. Yeah. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. That was good. Thank you. Yeah, it was great.
So
I
if you want to say more things than that to us, send us a message.
And also artwork. Yeah, we're ready for a
brand
change.
I'm going to follow up with Dan's Monsters.
We're well ready for a brand change.
I think we are. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, okay.
And no one cares, so fine.
I do.
You do.
I'm the only one. Anyway, right. I care so much.
New releases.
I care, but not. It's new releases.
It's
woo!
New release.
Whoop-a-doo, woo! One of these is going to win. Okay. Win the coveted prize.
Album of the week.
Album of the week.
What's it going to be? Right, Matt.
Okay. So I've been listening to Soulkeeper and their album Holy Design. It came out... Bit of a faux pas. I don't know if that's the right thing to say, but it came out in May.
Oh,
came out a while ago.
That's an old release. Man.
Yeah, old releases.
Boo, 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 boo.
It was self-released, so it took a while.
Self-releases
to come into my Spotify. Anyway, they're from Minnesota.
Hey.
Minnesota. They're Minnesota metalcore. I would say new metalcore with a U
oh wow, with a U.
Yeah,
that's not metalcore. Good though, is it? New metalcore.
Why not?
Well, new metal's not good.
I love new metal.
Yeah, but you know,
can you remember
good,
Spine
though,
Shank?
Yeah,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I can.
Okay, it's 9 songs long, 25 minutes, and my standout track is Inflorescence, and here it is. I rejected the world the way that it wants me to be. Think I'd rather just struggle and suffer than tie myself onto the leash. Armed with my teeth, armed with my dreams, there's no rest for me.
And there it was.
So I think that was the longest word I've read out correctly.
What, inflorescence?
Yeah.
In a long time. Yeah, I'd vouch for that.
Yeah. So this is bloody, bloody, bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, there's like a hardcore feel to it, an old school hardcore feel to it with like a brand new vibe that all the kids are doing these
glitchy
days.
Glitchy
electronic-y stuff, a bit of graphic nature.
Code Orange love to do.
But this is done really well. The singer has, now and then he has elements of Keith Buckley.
Oh yeah,
coming
love
in.
Him.
A lot of Keith Buckle elements.
Love him before the breakup.
Before the breakup. I was like, oh, maybe this is it. Because it isn't, by the way. It's
okay.
Not it. It's not his new bit.
Right, it's not his new gig.
But I thought, oh, maybe it's his new gig. Because there's some Buckley elements. But it was great. I'm big old fan.
For fans, describing yourself then for a minute.
I'm big. I am quite
and
big.
Old.
I think I put on festival weight. Is
did you?
Thing?
Yeah. Festival height, if anything.
I spent like £100 a day.
Fuck, did you? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
that was
a lot.
Just on booze and foods.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, for fans of Pupil Slicer, Dr. Acula, and Every Time I Die.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
That in there. Then album Holy Design, 3-word review. Holy fucking hell! It's a great album. Love
it. It's really good.
I think I love every second of it.
And it's nice and short.
It's 25 minutes
25
long.
Minutes is all you need.
Yeah. 3 more minutes, I would have been out.
You don't need all this sort of many, many minutes of album.
It's my drive into work.
Yeah, it's good.
I usually walk.
It's like, oh, it's finished. I'll put it on again rather than, oh, it's still on.
It's 3 walks to work.
Really good.
So, yeah, this was a big fan. I tried to find some fun facts about Soul Keeper. And definitely check them out. They're on Spotify and other things. But I couldn't find anything about them other than that they're from Minnesota. So I did. What I did find is a made-for-TV movie called Soul Keeper.
Oh.
So I'm just going to say they were named after this made
for
TV.
We're just going to say they are. Okay.
It came out in 2001, which they probably weren't born for 2001. So basically, the premise is...
we're talking about Soul Keeper, the movie, are we?
Okay. A couple of robbers.
Okay.
Had a boss called Mr. M.
Mr. M.
Yeah.
Well, you're Mr. S.
Well, if you use my first name as the next.
What is the first initial of your surname?
No, it's the first initial after the Mr. If you're looking at
the only people who say Mr. and then use your first name are people from the East.
Bank. People from your bank.
No, people from the East.
Is that Mr. Go, M?
Or Mr. Matt. Mr. Matt.
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
slightly subservient people from the East will say things like that.
The big boss man got a couple of robbers to steal a stovepipe hat from Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. What?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
That sounds horrendous.
I know. And then they were dropped. They were dropped last minute by the bus, and then they found a new bus that told him to steal an ancient relic capable. It's the Rock of Lazarus. Capable of returning souls back to Earth. And they offered up $8,000.
Wow. Which
so
in those
like, let's bring all the souls to
Earth. When was this? 2001?
Yeah.
God, so $8,000 in those days was what? Like $9,000 now?
Yeah, $8,500. and in it,
wow,
Brad Dourif is in it. The voice of Child's Play Chucky.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so...
Oh, wow.
Whatever, troubles soon arise as they encounter demons and Simon Magus.
Simon Magus?
Simon Magus and Who's demons. That? Simon Magus is an evil sorcerer believing he is the son of God.
Simon Magus and Demons is a good name for a band.
It is, yeah.
Not for this episode, but good name
it's
for a band.
It's not an episode. Simon Magus and Demons.
Simon Magus and Demons, it could be. Write it down.
Yeah, so that was... That was, I think I've done
Soul
all the
Keeper.
Bits. That was Soul Keeper, Holy Design.
I have been listening to a band called Grant the Sun.
Whoa.
Which made me think of a good little riddle, Matt.
Yes.
Here we go. You ready?
What, your own riddle.
Are you ready? I've made it up. Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Grant the Sun, Peggy the Mum, Phil the Brother, Billy the Cousin.
Is that one of yours?
I just made that up. What do you think it is?
This I love it.
Grant the son, Peggy the mum, Phil the brother, Billy the cousin.
Why are you pegging the mum?
It's the I'm not pegging the mum.
You should say Grant the son, Peggy the dad.
No, Peggy the mum.
Oh, not right.
It's it's the Mitchell family from EastEnders.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's even better than I thought it was.
That fell flatter than I was expecting.
I'm not really an EastEnder.
I'm sure the
fan.
Listener is guffawing as I speak.
I don't really.
Grant the Sun, S-U-N, not S-O-N. They're a sludgy, post-proggy metal band from Norway.
Norway.
Yes, way. The album is called Voyage.
Yes.
So a bit like a Norwegian cruise through the fjords, I guess. The front cover is, it sounds like I'm making this up. It sounds like a really bad, you know, like if you've never done like, you know, Midjourney or... Stable Diffusion or any like generative AI
image. Yeah.
And you're like, what can I type in to get an image of? a panda swimming towards an anglerfish. That's basically what it is. Released on the 9th of, isn't it? That's what it is.
I think it's quite nice.
It's lovely, but it's
I'd
strange.
Have that on my wall.
Yeah. One day you can if you play your cards right.
If you buy it.
If you buy it and put it on your wall.
Yeah.
I
find it hard to buy albums from bands that are not massively well known because usually the shipping is, especially from nothing, not in England, the shipping's like more than the record. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, enough
I
about.
I think just don't buy it then.
Okay.
Released on the 9th of June on Maskina Recordings, 39 minutes long, so nice and short. Well done, guys.
Not standout short track, as my guys. Soulkeeper. Yeah,
my standout track is Machina.
Short it down. And here it is!
Really good blend of like shoegazy post something bits, like the opening track Blue Desert, Mariana, and the start of the track Vertigo.
Songs to bang your body to.
Songs to bang your missus to.
Okay.
Or mister. And some super chuggy riffs. Some nice syncopated rhythms I wrote down there. God.
Ooh, where did you find that?
Fucking hell, where did I find that? Syncopate, that's
did
not
did you just steal another review?
I must have done, they're not my words. Syncopated rhythms, like Machina, the track you heard a bit of there, Death is Real, and the end of Vertigo. I found myself headbanging around a lot to this. Vocals are really good because there's not many of them, and they're sort of in the background, or at least they sort of blend in with the instrumentals. And there's a bit of spoken word in there for good measure. Fun fact, their previous EP was guested by Frederick Thorndendal.
Oh, Frederick Thorndendal.
Do you know him?
No.
Frederick Thorndendal is one of the guitarists from Meshuggah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that Frederick Thorndendal.
I'm not very good with names.
I thought you meant a different Frederick Thorndendal.
I once... kind of technically in a way
69
dated 69 someone for 6 months and never knew their name.
You dated someone for 6 months and never knew their name?
Yeah, so I'm not very good with names.
So you think it might be Frederick Thorndendal?
It could have been.
Yeah. Hold on, you dated someone for 6 months and didn't know their name.
Well, I was kind of dating someone for 6 months
and never got their name.
Well, what happened is the day we met,
yeah,
the night we met,
you were upside down.
It was in Slim Jims.
Okay.
Walked in.
So I walked in.
I had a little quick chat.
You were doing your Burning Man
within impression. Within 5 minutes,
yeah,
I was on my way home with them.
Wow.
Right? And then I was quite drunk. I get drunk a lot.
I always knew Frederick Thorndendal was a slut.
and what I did is I got their number, never got their name, and it was like purposely, was like, and then, don't worry about it. And then
I actually don't need it. Please don't tell me what your name is.
Their name.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah.
Wow. Could've there
been,
you go.
Could have been anyone.
But we think it might have been Frederick Thorndendal.
I hope
from
it was.
Meshuggah.
That would. Oh, I should have found out their name.
Should have found out. Could have been him.
Could have been.
Anyway, so as well as going out with Matt for 6 months, Frederick Thorndendal guested on the EP of. Grant the Sun.
Amazing.
And then they are for fans of Mouth of the Architect.
Ooh.
Callisto. Mm. They've got a bit of an ISIS vibe in places.
Oh, no.
The band, not the terror right. cell, wherever they are. My three-word review.
Don't
given
say ISIS vibe.
Sort of an ISIS vibe. Sort of a... Yeah, anyway, don't want to say it. My three-word review, given that the album cover, Matt, if you remember correctly, was a panda swimming towards an anglerfish.
Yes.
So this review, as is customary, has nothing to do with the music. Angling for pandemonium.
Whoa! I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it.
Good intonation.
Thanks.
Right, Matt, over to you. What are you listening to?
It's probably a bit too mainstream for us.
It is very mainstream.
Usually
we've
got like people with 8 listens.
We are an
8 million
underground, aka unpopular metal podcast.
So what happened was I was at Glastonbury.
Keep going on about
it. So, I didn't really listen to much metal, and I did listen to Queens of the Stone Age. And because they were like they had like a heavy vibe. They were like one of the most metal things
at Glastonbury. I saw at yeah, Glastonbury, that makes sense,
right? And also because I had a weekend of music that wasn't very dark, or there was a lot of, you know, there was Lizzo and Lil Nas X. There was a lot of stuff happening. There was all like, I had a fantastic time the entire yeah. weekend. But these kind of like just their set kind of blew me away. You know, I was in the right mindset. It was just
because you've been exposed to so much really bad music.
Not bad, but
by comparison,
yeah,
they were really yeah. good.
So I was, they just blew me away at Glastonbury.
Or like not heavy-ish music. That yeah, like, by yeah, comparison, yeah. they and they had something so going
good.
On.
And I don't know if they would have been that good.
Metal festival, a download or something.
Like if you threw them in at Arctangent.
Yeah.
Because Arctangent, basically, for some reason, they put the lineup I send them every year.
Yeah.
So it's called In Times New Roman, and I'm hoping that they use Times New Roman on as the font. I didn't look.
I've heard that it's Calibri.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Or Papyrus.
So yeah, it's called In Times New Roman. It came out 16th of June, so recently. Is it Stoner Rock? What is it?
It's just rock.
Caius was Stoner Rock.
Yeah, it's not like Caius.
Anyway,
is it?
It's more, you know, like, if you don't know Queens of the Stone Age and you do know Caius.
Rock.
Yeah. It's anyway. There was a lot of dad rock happening at the weekend, and these kind of, you know, were a lot better than that. So 10 songs, 47 minutes.
Yep.
My standout track was Straight Jacket Fitting, and here it is.
There it was.
So, you know, I do like them anyway. I just threw out that big opener. But I think this is a nice return to the sort of earlier, Roarer earlier stuff.
Maybe I should give it a listen.
The last two albums, like Clockwork, was a bit more sort of slow, a bit more almost small ballady stuff.
Oh.
But it was kind of like, it was a bit slower, a bit softer.
Sounds and, terrible.
Villains, their last album, was more disco poppy.
Oh God, that's even worse.
Yeah, like Feet Don't Fail Me Now, I'd say was more of a disco pop anthem than
wow
anything okay. else. But this is like darker and broodier, and like there's a lot of really, really good riffs in this. There's some heavy dark bits. There's the singing doesn't really get any heavier than you know Josh usually gets, but the sort of music behind it is fantastic. And we all know your favorite band, the guitarist of your favorite band is in Queens of the Stone Age.
Who's
well.
That
his name does what's his name anyway he's in Gone Is Gone.
Who at God Is Gone?
Gone Is Gone. You know, we've spoke about Gone Is Gone.
God Is Gone?
Gone Is Gone. With Troy from Mastodon.
Oh, Gone Is Gone. Yes, yeah. They're awful. Yeah, okay.
Well, Troy. I think his name's Troy.
He's not Troy Sanders, though.
Not Troy. Oh, no, Troy Sanders is in it. Let's see what his name is.
What are you talking about here?
The guitarist of Queens of the Stone Age. Is
yeah. Sorry, listener. Bear with us.
Sorry, listener. Never going to find it. Never going to find it. There's a lot of stuff about Dave Grohl here.
Isn't he called something Oliveri or something?
Nick Oliveri? No.
Yeah, but he's in Queens of the Stone
he's
Age.
He's not in Queens of the Stone Age anymore.
Ah, but he was there, wasn't he?
No, he was in
Troy
it.
Troy Van Leeuwen.
Troy, yeah, his name is Troy.
Yeah, but where's he from?
Troy?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, oh, he's in Gone Is Gone.
He's in Gone Is Gone.
Oh, yeah, they're awful.
I love them.
Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry,
anyway,
listener, about that.
Yeah, so your favourite band, Gone Is Gone.
If you did switch off there, switch back on now.
Switch back on! Switch back
oh,
on.
Oh, wow, look. Gone Is Gone, band members, Troy Sanders, Troy Van Leeuwen,
Troy
Hajar on drums,
yep,
Troy Zarin.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm kidding you. Two Troys, a Tony and a Mike.
Oh, you need a mic for a band.
Two Troys, a Tony and a Mike. Hey, babadoo,
da, 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 da. For fans of Caius.
Could be a thing, couldn't it?
Fans of Caius. God is gone. Eagles of Death Metal. Ugh. Clutch a little bit. Fun fact. They played at the same time as Elton John.
That's a fun fact.
Elton John had one of the biggest audiences.
And they're on the smallest.
They were on the next size down stage at the same time.
Was there still a lot? I guess there was still a huge fuckload of people there.
Well, no. So when I ran around the back,
got
to the other stage, got there just before they started, I was like, fuck, this is dead.
Oh, was it really?
So dead.
Oh, there was it?
There was like 1,000 people.
Whoa. There.
Just like a small spattering at the front that didn't even reach the sound desk.
Whoa.
Didn't reach the sound
desk. So did you get quite near the front for that?
Yeah.
Great.
Quite near the front. And then by the end, there was probably like 30, 50,000 fucking people
there. Damn hell.
So yeah, I think, but yeah, at the beginning, there was no one. And then little Joshy Hom walks out and he's like, thanks, everyone. And then, said something about for the front to the back,
what
even though the back's
bit of crowd work,
pretty much the front, something like that. Anyway,
wow, that sounds wicked.
So yeah,
what a lovely memory from Glastonbury there. You'll hold that with you for many, many years, I'd imagine.
I'm not gonna lie, a lot of the memories are hazy. They're all hazy.
Yeah, makes sense.
But,
So Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah,
good.
I
listened to a band called Takax.
Oh yeah.
T-A-K-A-C-S.
Takax.
All in caps.
Ooh.
So another font kind of related name in a way. They are a thrash band from Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio!
Columbus. That's what the native people of...
That's what the...
Where did Christopher Columbus...
Queens of the Stone Age said to... him when he was born.
Ohio! Where did Columbus go to? The Americas.
The Americas, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said when he arrived. In Ohio.
Yeah.
And he went, I'm going to name this place Ohio. He was Spanish, wasn't he, Columbus?
Maybe.
Was he? Anyway, it's not a history podcast. It doesn't matter. The album's called Deadfall.
History.
The album's called Deadfall. The front cover is
dreadful.
Ohio. The front cover is a kind of gloomy pit.
Oh, a gloomy pit.
Released on the 9th of June on BS Records. 35 minutes long. Nice and short.
Ooh,
well
nice.
Done, lads.
It is a gloomy pit, isn't it?
Standout track is called Pit of Solitude, which maybe explains the front cover.
And here it is!
This is a fucking great album.
It looks idyllic.
What, the pit?
Yeah.
Looks really? What you'd really like to be in said gloomy pit.
Yeah, that's my kind of
My kind of pit. I like marsh pits and gloomy pits.
Gloomy pits and burial pits.
Ohio! this is really great. Very thrashy. Got a very old school thrash vibe. Lots of old school
like Metallica.
Riffs.
Does it sound like Metallica?
No, more like... sort of municipal west.
Not
vibes.
As old school.
Lots of like old school. What's happened to me? Old school riffs. Vocals are also a bit like.
Muppet?
Yeah, sort of like one of the Muppets.
Cool.
Also, I'm not sure if it is like that. So,
have
apologies
you listened to it?
To Takax if you are listening.
Have
I know you're big
you
fans of the show.
To it?
Bit punky in places, very good riffs, very good solos, just very, very good. old school sounding, but also kind of new as well. Fun fact is that I can't find anything out about them at all online.
Oh, like my band, Soulkeeper.
Yeah, maybe they're the same band.
Maybe.
You never see them in the same place at the same time. For fans of Antagonism, Terror Activator.
Not just straight terror.
Not straight terror. They're more hardcore. Thank you, Siri.
Whoa.
Thanks, Siri, for that input. The third host of the show. And Necro Wolf.
Ooh, Necro Wolf.
Because you gotta love a wolf that likes dead things. Like you're a like, dead wolf.
They're a lot like municipal waste for fans of hits and things.
Yeah, that are not municipal waste. My three-word review for Takax that I can't find anything else out about is, who are you?
They were fantastic, though.
Yeah, they were fan-takax-tic.
Fan-takax.
They were really good, aren't they? They're really great. Listen to them, Takax.
Good bio. I've been listening to some singles.
Yeah, go.
You know,
which one?
Single people talking to me about how they love being single.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
All of them.
All the single ladies and the single men as well.
So Knocked Loose.
Oh, love Knocked Loose.
I've been, yeah, right.
Reminds me of a recent trip to the dentist.
Oh, hello. there's a reason you go to one. The song is Deep in the Willow, and here it is. Equally as fantastic as
they're just great.
Loose, and they've just got a Europe tour in August, and you can't make.
Can't make it because I'm away, which is very annoying.
I'll be on my own. So if any new listener wants to come with me,
they're quite a good venue as well, aren't they? I think
the Dome.
Is it the Dome? That's a great venue because it's never really busy for some reason. You can always just stand near the front. There's like loads of space. Well,
it's because there's only the front because it's so small.
Well, yeah, there's also that.
Yeah.
So great, Knocked Loose. My other thing I'm listening to is an EP.
Whoa.
When I was doing my messaging, Matt, and my liking and following and all that sort of stuff, I followed a bunch of people who also follow Koningsaw.
Ooh,
AKA
Koningsaw.
Doodle Skull from previous episodes.
Our faves.
Who were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And this guy replied, being like, oh, hey, thanks for the follow, thanks for the message. I actually am in a band. And we supported Koningsaw, or at least we know them, or we've played with them.
Doodle Skull.
We've got an EP. Would you mind playing something from it? And I was like, oh no, not this again.
Uh-oh.
Oh God.
God damn it.
But I listened to the EP. It's easily one of the best things I've heard in absolutely ages.
Better than Doodle Skull?
Whoa. It's on a level. It's on a level.
Big
it's on a level.
Words.
They are called the Motion Mosaic.
Oh, that's a good name.
The EP is called Limbo Conditions. Came out on the 12th of May, so that's why I included it. It's not like new, but it's not old.
Can you limbo?
And my standout track on the EP is called Precious.
And here it is!
There it was.
That's fantastic.
They've got a good little mix of lots of stuff that we love. Like there's a bit of a Dillinger vibe, a bit of an Every Time I Die vibe, a bit of like more hardcore and even more mathy and even more noisy and great.
Are they from like the same place as Doodle Skull?
I didn't take the time to look.
Great.
Because
this
show
good.
Is nothing if not unresearched.
It's on.
What else you been listening to, Matt?
I've been listening to, you might have heard of him before, Mutoid Man.
Mutoid Man.
Mutoid Man.
Mutoid
and their
Man.
Song, Siren Song, and here it is! Trying to do the sound of the Mutoid Man.
Oh, the Mutoid Man.
Anyway, they've got a new album called Mutants. It's out on July 28th.
Good day.
It features, I think it features someone from Old Man Gloom, famously.
Yeah, famously, he is an Old Man Gloom. By the way, Old Man Gloom are really good.
Yeah, Old Man Gloom are really good.
I need to
really
go back
good.
And listen Mutoid to
Mutoid Man
now
are really good.
That. Yeah. Cave-In, though.
Are really good.
Really good.
New reality. They're playing Oslo in London. Which
yeah.
Is, whoa, what? How does that work?
That's crazy.
On the 8th of September, I will be there. So
yeah,
I'll
be there too.
See you there.
Come, Matt.
Come and say hi.
I'll see you there, Matt.
Come say hi to me.
Matt will be the man standing on his head with no clothes on. Approach cautiously and engage in a 69. If you want to be the 9 to Matt 6, then you know where to go.
Approach cautiously.
Oslo, September the 8th. That's Oslo in Hackney. Please don't buy tickets to Oslo in Norway just to try and find Matt to 69 him. Because you'll be sorely bitterly, because it is very cold there,
yeah.
Disappointed.
Well, last time we went, it was very wet.
Are you talking about the 69 or are you talking about Oslo?
I'm talking about Oslo, the venue.
Oh, the venue. It was
when
wet.
When we saw Comeback Kid, the floor was soggy.
Oh, yeah, it was very sweaty, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was Danger Pit.
Comeback Kid were good, though.
Anyway...
Carry
I digress.
On.
But yeah, that's I love Mutoid Man, and that's out. So check it out.
And that's out. last, but by no means least, Baroness.
Woo!
They're a really good band.
Yeah. We saw them at Download.
We saw them at Download. I saw Baroness at Download, stood next to Brent Hines from Mastodon.
And
you were there as well.
Matt Smith
from this podcast. On his head upside down, trying to coax Brent Hines into a standing up 69.
Yeah.
But having the common decency to be the man stood on his head.
Yes.
So that Brent could just be the standing up guy on his feet.
Blowing away on the
blowing away on the floppy bit. Because all the blood had rushed to Matt's head. Yeah, just after I'd been in a queue with Brent Hines behind me. And bought him a beer.
Oh, yeah.
He was the most normal, down-to-earth, lovely...
And a Jaeger.
Lovely man. And then he just stood and watched Baroness.
We chatted a bit.
And just sort of stood next to him, and it was weird.
Chatted about Baroness.
Yeah. Yeah. He also said something about trying to come on to the guitarist, but it turns out she's a lesbian or something like that.
That's what he said, yeah.
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 Just she didn't fancy you, Brett.
Yeah.
Brent
yeah.
doesn't mean... He's
well,
Brett.
And you can be. Whatever you want.
Anyway. The new Baroness single is called Last Word.
And here it is!
It was. I don't know what the release date is on the new album, but I think it's out this year at some point.
Whoa.
But Baroness are great.
Have you seen this thing bands are saying now where they're like, oh, we might never release another album again. We might just release some songs here and there.
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, they're all saying it.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why would you bother doing that?
Idiots.
I think even singles are annoying. I just release the album with nothing before it.
Yeah, please.
I don't want this, oh, here's a single.
Usually,
like, oh, I'm used to that song now.
Usually when a single drops, they've got the album ready.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
It's fucking just release the album.
Yeah, fuck the singles,
man. And then
man.
Release singles.
You know what's really annoying?
What?
Is when a band you really like releases like a single, and you're like, oh, an album's coming, and then a 4-track EP comes out, And you're like, no.
Whoa.
Then I've got to wait even
like
longer.
Like Doodle Skull.
Like Doodle Skull, no offense, because they're really great. Yeah, but
if that was an album, that would have been album of the year, I think.
It would have been.
Yeah. So our Doodle Skull, give us your album before you release any singles.
Yeah. And we'll review it before you release a single.
Yeah.
And then all of the extra listeners that I've recruited in the last 3 weeks.
That's another one.
Jenny, Bella, Dylan, Laura, Belinda Smells, Dan's Monsters, James K. They'll all be, oh, Tony Allen. They'll all be listening.
Belinda Smells good, probably.
It doesn't say what Belinda smells like, actually, yeah.
Usually people will say when someone smells, it's a negative.
She's just at Belinda Smells.
Yeah. I once went to someone like...
It could also be a legitimate surname, Smells.
Oh.
Just quite unfortunate.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Technically, everyone smells of something.
Some people have no scent.
Anyway. Yes.
Anyway, so that was all the new releases of the week.
That was it.
New releases. That does mean one thing, though.
One thing and one thing only.
We've got to bloody go and make one of them out of the week.
Gosh. So much effort, man.
So many good albums.
So many.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to try and start. Could you try
again? Thanks, Siri. There she is again.
Very achy.
The third member.
Very achy after all these festivals, so it's hard to...
Thank you, Siri.
It's hard to get
great
over
input,
to,
as always.
It's hard to get over to McNulty, but should we go to Album of the Week?
Album of the Week.
Album of the Week!
Okay, are you going to smash McNulty's beak?
Yeah, I'm going to go do
okay,
that.
Okay, here we go. Okay, Album of the Week. This week goes to none other than... Oh, bloody hell. Grant the Sun.
Grant the Sun.
Voyage.
Peggy the Mum.
Peggy the Mum.
Who was
the
dad?
Phil the brother and Billy the cousin.
Billy the cousin.
The Mitchell family.
Did they have a dad, Mitchell?
They must have done. Someone must have impregnated Peggy.
Yeah. I would have.
You would have. Upside down, upside you crazy down. Git.
Well done, Grant the Sun.
Well done, Grant the Sun.
Next time you play near my house.
They are.
I will buy you a beer.
Oh, they're from Norway. Maybe they'll be in Oslo with Mutoid Man.
Oh, yeah. Come and see me in Oslo. I'm in Oslo in September.
He'll be the one leaning against the wall on his head. Completely naked. Please approach him cautiously.
I kind of use the...
Join the queue. Join
the
queue.
I use my, like, you know, the shoulder bit, shoulder back of neck bit.
The shoulder back of neck
Yeah,
bit.
You know, like, from the when you go from the shoulders all the way across.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's like...
Are you a doctor?
I've got the same name as one.
Oh!
Yeah!
That's a good joke that no Thanks. One will get apart from me, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, so, Album of the Week. Well done again to Grant the Sun.
Yeah.
You can print off something saying we were Album of the Week this week from Megatay Metal. Who will hopefully have a new new design soon.
Yeah. If Dan's Monsters pulls his finger
gets
out.
Gets off of a business trip.
Gets off his business trip.
Come on, business.
Draws us a thing.
Let him do a thing.
Then we will use it.
So, yeah, well done. All we have left to do now is name the episode.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should name it at the end.
That's right? A conversation that we'll take offline, or do you want to do it now?
We'll take it offline.
Let's take it offline.
You won't know until you see it. You won't know until you see it you hear
published, and then you'll be like, I already know okay, what it's right, called
so
now.
So, like, if you listen, subscribe. Yeah, subscribe,
all of the above. Just rate tell
it,
everyone.
Rate it high.
Tell everyone.
If you rate it high. Tell your friend.
Make a poster of it. Oh make a poster of it and put it on your local lamppost.
Make a post of it as well and put it on your Insta.
On your
tweets,
local Instagram.
Your Insta tweets. Your
put it on. If you're a member of the Facebook group for your local community,
or
put it
yeah,
in there.
Yeah. Or just your neighbourhood, anything.
Yeah, or your neighbourhood. Great. Put it on your neighbourhood.
If you're in like a metal group or a WhatsApp group,
yeah,
add us to your WhatsApp group.
We're if you've got any friends,
these mad bands that they spoke about in the messages, these mad bands.
Well, Belinda Smells is sending it to some pals.
There we go. But you can add us to any WhatsApp group, and we'll just be mad bands. For your friends as well.
Just like drop it in everywhere. if you've got access to balloons, then blow some up. Attach a little message to the end of the balloon saying "Listen to Make and Tame Metal" and just set it, let it go.
If you've got
into
access
into the air,
a crop dusting plane.
Yeah, even
put
better.
It on the back. Put it on the back of your crop dusting plane.
And fly it across.
Fly it around your crops.
Your crops.
Yeah. It's great. Anyway, so we will see you next time. Don't be late.
You actually can be late because it's pre-recorded.